As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You guys are trying to force change on me. I don't want to change. I don't want to change. I'm sorry. I want Saquon to run that football. I'm sorry. Listen, I doubted Saquon once. I'm not doing it ever again. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. JoJo. I didn't mean to cut off the song. I do like the song.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone
was disappointed.
I'm sorry. It's a great song. But you know what else is great? Saquon Barkley. And he can run and run again. You guys over here just want to throw the football willy-nilly, get in a shootout.
Throw the football willy-nilly.
Well, I'm trying to do what we did last year and win the Super Bowl running the football and playing and protecting a young defense along the way. Where do you come down? Do the Eagles need, you know, a great version of Saquon to be a great football team in 2025? All right, let's hear Saquon. And this was interesting, him talking about what he's been told, but you got to appreciate what you did last year.
The biggest thing for me would be with my mentor and trainer, Ryan Flaherty. He kind of told me that I need to take it all in. Like, I need to celebrate. I tend to, you know, try to move on things too quick. But you know, I had to take a little bit of time to, you know, realize like what I had the year prior and just the goals and all the things that I had and the records I set. You got to appreciate that. You got to, you know, you got to take that in and celebrate with your family, your friends. And then once you do that, you can put it to bed and move on. So that's probably the biggest thing for me is just appreciating and realizing what you did, now learning from it and trying to get better.
Boy, that certainly sounds like Hugh Douglas chasing Dr. Carl out of Kroger. I mean, he's appreciating what he was last year. What did you make of that? Him being told, hey, don't move past last year. Really appreciate what you accomplished.
See, this is the thing that is hard for people to fathom is the career thus far that Saquon has had. Drafted high, playing in the number one sports media market in the world, New York, and he's getting more love now in one season.
Oh, by a lot.
Than he's ever gotten in his, what, 6 years in New York?
It was six there, and then he played, last year was his seventh year in the league, yeah.
None of us, even me, can't quantify what that feels like. Because to go, like, just think about it like this, Joe. You went from the number one media market where your brand and your name barely, I mean, he did well. I mean, I'm not trying to diminish what Saquon did in New York and anything like that.
A couple good seasons. A couple really good seasons, yeah.
But what he did here and the love that he's getting from this fan base is something that I would venture is probably comparable. I don't know because I've never went to a big school, so I don't know what it's like. I don't know what the Penn State fan base is like. But that's a lot. That's a lot. When you walk into buildings now, you know, running backs are different. People readily know running backs more than they know defensive linemen, anything like that. But he's I would venture to say right now, he's probably on Adrian Peterson level when Adrian was at the height of his game.
I agree. Maybe even more. He won the Super Bowl. Adrian Peterson never even played in one.
You're talking about a guy that's won a Super Bowl on a team that already had good name brand in the NFL. One of the legacy organizations in the NFL, you know, and to have all of that, It's only natural. I think we're setting him up for failure as a fan base.
Failure.
If we expect
failure. He's the best player on the team.
If we are expecting the same kind of performance from Saquon that we got last year.
Look, I understand all the reasons why it's hard to project the same performance, right? I mean, like you mentioned, he's had a lot of carries, and I know the numbers on guys that have that many carries.
Yeah.
But I need it. Like, whether or not he can achieve it, we're going to find that out when they kick it off on September 4th. I think the Eagles need him to be great again. What concerns you more with Saquon? The mental, which is we just talked about, or the physical, the toll of last year into this year?
I think the mental. It's more for me mental. Because, like to your point, as a fan, and this is a truism, I'm going to take y'all behind the curtain just a little bit. Because we talk about this as former athletes, and we understand this. So it's not nothing that, you know, you sign up for and you're like, you're mad about. But no matter what heights and accolades you reach, you always know that people are expecting more from you.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon knows that. But his time is different. This is the same thing I tried to tell you when I was telling you about Jalen the year he got his money. Time is different. The focus, no matter how much you try to focus, is different because you're being pulled in so many different directions. Think about it like this. Think about, if you can, what Saquon Barkley's offseason was like last year as compared to this year. He didn't have a whole lot going on. Just got traded from the Giants. Well, left the Giants, came here, was humiliated on national television, talked to any kind of way by the GM, and now the fan base up there is not believing in him. Oh, he got hurt all the time. Like I tell you, I was talking to Giants fan. Oh, you got a guy, he's hurt. So he's compartmentalizing all of that, and he's focusing solely on his comeback for this year, the year that he just had. He goes out and right before our eyes becomes the focal point of this offense in the first game because we did come out and try to throw the football.
We did.
Because we didn't know. Yep. Like, look at it like this, people. Even though the Eagles got Saquon Barkley, they didn't know what they got. And what I mean by that is you knew he was a good running back, but you didn't know he was going to be this good.
I don't think anyone did.
Nobody,
not to that extent.
Yeah. So now, because he was focused, he was hungry, he felt disrespected, like all of that. You went out, like, you know how they say when you know, I'm on a mission? Mission accomplished. You did everything in one season that you, I don't even know if Super Bowl was even on your radar, but you got that. Now you're on the cover of Madden.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Dude, your time is different.
It's a lot. He's been doing a lot.
I guarantee you, Joe, I guarantee you right now that if you asked his trainer, how many workouts has Saquon missed because of engagements or something new he has to do, he's probably about 6-7 workouts missed.
I would hope the answer is zero.
Well, and then
that's what I want. Zero.
Even if that's the case, if it's zero, the workouts aren't as intense as they were when he from last year.
Perhaps. I mean, look, that I can't measure. Only he knows exactly that.
I mean, it's just it's natural, man, because your time is different.
Yeah.
What you got going on is different.
So, look, I'm more concerned with the physical than the mental because it's a toll. But I do think sometimes we get caught up in like, hey, he had this many touches, he's going to fall off. I mean, sometimes it doesn't happen right away. Again, Terrell Davis led the league in touches the next year, ran for 2,000 yards. Marshall Faulk, and there were some comps to when Marshall Faulk got, you know, moved from the Colts to the Rams to when Saquon came here. Marshall Faulk in 1999, when the Rams won the Super Bowl, led the NFL in yards from scrimmage. You know what he did the next year? He won the league MVP. Sometimes running backs have runs.
No, but the
Saquon
difference
might be just the beginning of his 2 or 3 year run and dominating.
And with both of those backs, you're talking about a different era when running backs really, really mattered. Saquon
matters to this team.
No, what I'm saying is, you said Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk, yeah.
And Terrell Davis.
Yeah.
And both of those guys, when you talk about their accomplishments in the years that they had,
yep.
One year they ran the ball, but the next year they were more all-purpose yards.
Yeah.
And they were factored in more into the passing.
Listen, I understand that, but Marshall Faulk led the league in yards per game on the ground in his second and third year with the Rams.
And I could almost guarantee you that when Marshall Faulk did that in the second year, Joe, it was more second half yards, like in the second
whatever.
Half. No, but what I'm saying is this, is you could have that, But you also have to evolve the passing game.
I get it. I'm just saying there's a sense that he might fall off. And I'm saying...
I'm not saying that.
Hold on.
But we're not sure. There's no reason he has to fall off this year.
There's a pretty big thing we're ignoring, though.
What's that?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
His health history before coming here.
Absolutely.
And Marshall Faulk, we're talking about a guy who missed 3 games in a total of, what, 4 or 5 years before he went
more
to the Rams
player.
And before he led the league in rushing yards. Marshall Faulk was healthy all the time. He played 16 games, like, every year. I mean, that's not Saquon Barkley.
Well, if he gets hurt, well, then we're screwed. I'm going to tell you right now. Like, if he gets hurt, we're screwed.
I don't fully disagree with you. I just think the number one thing the Eagles need to do is have Jalen Hurts take another step forward, be one of those elite quarterbacks, do what he did in those last 2 games.
I'd love that. I'm not counting on that. I need Saquon to be great.
The fact that y'all sit here and you're trying to run Saquon into the ground tells me everything.
You guys wanted to do that last year. Y'all yelled at me when I said pull back.
No, because it was the formula. But now the quarterback has to evolve. He got to step up.
Has to and will and believe it will happen on different things.
That's what we're having. That's the conversation we're having.
Well,
you don't believe in Jalen.
I don't believe they can win the Super Bowl if Jalen Hurts is the driving force all year. If you need me to say it very simply, I just did it. I don't believe they will be a dominant team.
So you don't believe in Jalen?
I do. I believe in Jalen as a winner. I believe in Jalen as a guy that manages the game and can win the game and can have a few good games here and there. I don't believe they could have... I watched it 2 years ago. 2 years ago, that he was the driving force of the offense, and they lost a lot of games.
Not the same.
It is. Why?
He has evolved.
I don't believe he has. No, okay. I think we said that after the Super Bowl, and then the next year he went out and regressed.
Yeah, but it's different now.
Why?
Because you have with age comes wisdom, Joe. And just like you saw how that Super Bowl game went, Spaz came out and did exactly what everybody thought he was going to do.
The same thing happened 2 Super Bowls ago, and then he had a down season. The same thing. They took away the run. They couldn't run the ball in the Super Bowl 57. He played great, and we all said he's arrived. And then he regressed.
How about this? Look at it like this, Joe. Say, for instance, I know you don't play video games, but say you're fighting the final boss in a video game. And the first time you fight the boss, you make a lot of mistakes and you don't win. But you have a nice little run the first time, but you don't actually win the match. So you evolve and you adapt your game and you come back and you beat the boss the second time. That's Jalen. And from that learning, from that first time, you come back the second time and you say, okay, I have to do this and this and that different. Because everybody and their mother knows that going into this season, or you should know as a quarterback, all the stuff that you did well last year, That's the first thing most defense coordinators
I get it. I've seen this story before. There's certain quarterbacks that they win a certain way. And Jalen can... I mean, Jalen Hurts could go to the Hall of Fame doing this. The Eagles could win another two Super Bowls doing this. I don't want to rush the evolution that might exist in our brains, but not on the field.
I don't think it's being rushed. You know what I think it is? I think last year there was a conscious effort to try to get Jalen to take that next step. Can we agree with that?
By the
first game and the way it looked?
Right, and what happened?
He wasn't ready.
But why is he ready now?
Because he's had a year under his belt, and you have to know. The quarterback position, to me, is the one position that if you don't understand at the basics of you have to evolve every year, then you're not going to be successful.
So I guess I view it this way. It's break in glass in case of emergency. If Saquon gets hurt, if in the beginning of the season he shows us he's lost a step, then I got AJ, I got Devontae, I got Jalen, and I'll try to throw the football. But I'm coming out week one, and I'm running the ball down the Cowboys' throat until they stop it.
Damn, it's only 10:44. You already saw that?
Well, we had a jolly moment.
Yeah, we did.
No, look at it like this. I remember when the Patriots were winning Super Bowls early on.
Yep.
Tom Brady didn't throw the ball a whole lot.
Yes.
They went out and got Corey Dillon, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
When I got Corey
Dillon. Antoine Smith and Corey Dillon, yeah.
But as Tom Brady evolved, they started to put more on his plate.
So,
and he became more of the pocket passer, the guy that threw the ball around because he recognized more. It's the natural progression of the position.
But there's not everyone's Tom Brady. I think that's where we go in separate directions.
I know, but the bottom line is this. You're right. Everybody's not Tom Brady, but every quarterback has to evolve to be successful.
But so you gave me the Tom Brady example, and it's a good one, right? It's more of a game manager than they put it on his arm, and he became great.
Yeah.
The Seahawks tried this with Russell Wilson. They stopped winning. They won 10 games a year. They weren't bad. They stopped being a championship team once they said, Russ, it's your game. Let Russ cook. Remember that whole let Russ cook? The more they let Russ cook, the less championships they competed for.
I think the Tom Brady comparison works because two things, Joe.
But who's he? If you had to say, who's he more like, Russ or Tom?
I would say
Russ. You even because that's obvious.
You're beating you down.
But this is the one caveat. When you talk about Russell Wilson and his ability to throw the ball.
Yeah.
Look at the division that he was in. Look at the division Tom Brady was in, and that's why. Are you going to let me finish?
But what does the division have to do with anything?
Because Tom Brady thrived in a division where he was beating up on Kamata Tans every week.
But he also played in the playoffs against Peyton Manning
and
beat him.
But that's not the
Tom
point
Brady
that I'm making.
Tom Brady threw 50 touchdowns.
Are you going to let me finish my point, sir? Because what I'm trying to say is this. Jalen is in a position in this division where he can evolve and adapt his game on the fly and be that guy that we saw in the Super Bowl.
Over a full season. I have very high doubts about that.
I know you do.
That's why I want to run. But look,
here plead my case.
But okay, 3 years from now when Saquon's cooked, okay, then we can do this. Why, my point is, why are we rushing this?
Why? What you mean why we're rushing? We are behind schedule.
But what schedule?
As far as our quarterback and his evolution.
Who cares? We're winning the Super Bowl this way. Like, that's this idea in our head that he has to become something different. No, he doesn't. Keep doing this.
I think he might have to.
He has to.
No, he's been to two Super Bowls in 4 years, and most people don't think he's elite.
But that's part of the reason that things are probably going to have to change. Like, now all of a sudden, the Eagles are in your face. As the best team in the league.
They're not sneaking up on anybody.
Right.
We've had these whole conversations about what Jalen Hurts isn't for the last 3 years. And now, in one game, Jalen Hurts has dispelled that rumor.
No, he has not. He did this 2 years ago. Joe. How has he dispelled the rumor because of one football game?
Because
when 2 years ago, he had a great game in the Super Bowl.
Because
and then we went 2 years where he wasn't great again.
Because, Joe, it was the last game.
What's the last game of that season?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, this was the last game of this season, and he threw the ball all over the schoolyard. You go into this season, and you tell your quarterback, hey, man, I like the way you were able to decipher what the Kansas City Chiefs wasn't a slouch defense.
Great defense, yeah.
Wasn't a slouch defense.
Yeah, I agree.
And he picked them apart.
Right.
So what do I expect? If I saw that from Jalen in that game, what do you think I expect from Jalen next year?
You expect that all season?
Yes.
I do not.
He picked one of the better defenses apart in the NFL.
His track record says that's not
okay,
who he is.
Okay, well, you show. That's just like, say, Harper, my son. If he shows me that he can do something as far as baseball related, and he shows it to me one time, then you know what I tell him? Mm. I expect that from you all the time.
Well,
same thing with Jalen.
I'd love if that happened. I feel more confident that they can win running the football. That's my thing. It feels like we're rushing to change something that worked. It just worked to win a championship.
Not rushing. It's time to change.
Why would we want to change it?
Look at it like this, Joe. If this can help you out a little bit.
I'm struggling to understand
this. I know you are. I'm trying to help you.
Best team in the NFL. Let's just change it. Let's change the formula that just dominated the league.
That's kind of how it happens, though.
No, it doesn't have to.
Most of the time it does.
What if I told you, Joe, the reason why we won the Super Bowl is because we changed. Because that's the truth.
So you want to go back to what wasn't working?
This is the formula. Okay, you did what was needed in the moment. Mm. So now look at it the same way. You need to do what's needed in the moment.
Yeah, I agree.
This moment, our quarterback needs to evolve. You know what's funny? We're having a conversation we're kind of dancing around it, but the bottom line is this. Because as I look at this phone line and I look at the board and it lit up and I see all the people talking about they need and all this other stuff, you don't believe in the quarterback.
I have evidence that tells me they win a certain way. And everyone, you want to ignore the evidence because you hope something will happen. Well, that's what I hear.
No, it's not I hope. It's what I feel that position needs at the time.
Yeah, and look, next year is going to be its own year. You say that all the time, right? Every year is its own year. We're going to find out what the 2025 Eagles need. I guess the only way I could frame it is I'm not rushing to change last year's formula until I'm forced to. And you made a good point. They changed it last year and they won. So. Yeah. I'm willing to go into this year say we're going to run the ball with Saquon Barkley a ton, and he's going to carry us. And if he gets hurt, or he struggles, or he loses a step, well, then I got Jalen Hurts, and we know he could perform. But I'm not rushing that transition. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
I think there's a third option here.
Okay.
And that is to keep the quality, maybe cut back a little on the quantity. And, Joe, by what you're saying, you don't expect Jalen to get better. Is that what you're saying? You don't think he can?
Not that he can't get better. I absolutely believe every player can get better, especially ones that are in their 20s. My thought is they have a very specific way that they've won with him over the last 4 years. And their two best years have been more with excellent defense, running the football, and he doesn't throw it as much. That's been the formula. And I don't want to change that. That's the way I feel.
I think he can. And I think that going back to the year that he went to the Super Bowl in 2022, the next year the coordinator was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that had a lot to do with their failure that year or their lack of success, I guess I could say. But you have to have the threat of Saquon to be able to have Jalen be successful.
Well, of course.
Which would lead me to believe that they need to run more play action. They need to they can't just go, let's go 50-50 run and pass. That's probably not going to work. And to Hugh's point, yes, I believe there is some kind of they're going to have to change a little bit. I don't think it's going to be a drastic change to go back to, 70-30 pass to run or 65-35 pass to run, anything like that. But there has to be some change because NFL teams adapt and,
So I hear that. I guess I'm thinking, and Jeff, we preached the call, I think we're anticipating the change too much. Why are we letting the league dictate to us how we play? And last year, we dictated.
Because
we said, we're running the football 35 times a game. Stop it.
And now we're the hunted.
Yeah, they weren't hunted last year when they were in the title game?
But I mean, you see the ups and downs. And how, 22 to 23, you became you have a target on your back. And teams start to they play you in a way that they think that, they try to make it so that they're dictating what you're doing.
Of course.
And I think a lot of times you see that and it happens successfully. We're likely to take a step back at least a little bit in two of our best areas that we had from last season.
Defense?
And the running game. Probably. I mean, it was just so good.
Probably, yeah.
That the regression of the mean is likely. The Eagles are going to have to find other ways to win next season. They're not going to win 14 games doing the same exact thing they did last year. It's just not going to work. The schedule's harder, and they have a target on their back.
And see, another thing, it's you're going to – I would imagine, I'm not offensive coordinator, but there are going to be certain plays – that were bread and butter plays mm-hmm. for you, that you're going to try to disguise them by running different formations and maybe stemming a little bit. Stemming mean when you move guys around, they might move. AJ might be on one side of the field, then they move to the left to get the matchups that they want, stuff like that. They're going to be creative ways to get Saquon the football, but you're going to have to take some of that pressure off the running game by throwing the football.
Well, that's true. And look, to expect exactly the same output, I get all that. It's probably not going to happen. I just don't want to rush it, and I still think they need Saquon to be great. 215-592-9494. All right, the Eagles are going to need Saquon Barkley to be last year's version to be great. That's what I feel. I'm not ready to change the offense. Hugh's ready to evolve. Doesn't think they need that version of Saquon. Where do you come down? All right, plus we'll get to a couple things Brian Dawkins said about this team next season, and we totally blew past Hugh's clues. That's on me.
That's Hugh's fault.
No, I'll take the blame for this one. My fault. We'll get that coming up next. Your calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Baseball fans love the long ball, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season, because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on moonshots, you can take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast or an oppo boppo, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.